Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Tosh, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Tuesday edition. But in the Packers world, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all combined together edition, because big showdown on Thanksgiving. Can they do what they did in 2023? Packers Lions at Ford Field. We'll get you ready for that today, tomorrow. And then Jesse, I heard a rumor that we were working on Friday, on Black Friday.
We are. Tausch says we're working on the day after Thanksgiving. We're working the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that puts a little bit of a crimp in my Black Friday shopping, but yeah, I'll make it work.
Open for business, 9 to noon, Friday. Wilde and Tausch.
Are we the only show that's on?
Jim, Matt, and Molly will also be on from 4 to 6 on ESPN Madison on Friday.
Thank you for
afternoon.
Your service edition. And the, I don't know where Tausch is, but he's not here, edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need. On the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, and all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find in both the Apple and Android app stores. Are you going to leave that video of the empty seat up the entire time he's not
it's
here?
It's just a mystery as to why he's a little tardy showing up to the show here.
So I don't know why. He texted and he said, you guys do the first segment without me. And, of course, my being the helicopter parents, beat writer, co-host, everything okay? That's always my first reaction, right? And apparently everything is. He's just not here yet. So I'm going to take advantage of his absence and ask a dog-related question. Because I really wish he would just take the plunge.
Get a dog.
Get a family dog. It would make I'm telling you, dogs are life changing having them in your home. They are remarkable. I don't know anyone who's actually a good person anyway. Whoever got a dog was like, God, I really regret getting the dog. Right? I mean, obviously, you get the wrong dog, things can go awry, but I think 99 times out of 100, you are, 99.9 times out of 100, you are happy to have a dog. Mo has changed your life.
Yeah, he's a good boy. Yeah.
Okay.
Mo's pretty great.
So we feel the same way about Stella and Sadie, but I'm walking them this morning. Today's garbage day in our neighborhood. Okay? I am curious. I feel like it is completely okay after they do their business because the garbage has not yet been collected.
Oh, no.
To drop the poop bag into whatever the nearest garbage can is. Now, I would hasten to add, if the garbage has already been picked up, and the can is empty, I'm not doing it. I'm not dropping their poop in somebody's empty garbage can. But where do we stand as dog walkers of America and Canada, because we have a lot of Canadian listeners, where do we stand on depositing the poop bag in your neighbor's trash can after they've done their business on garbage day? You're shaking your head at me. This is a radio program.
I did it once or twice when I was a kid with our dog growing up. And I was like, oh, what's the big deal? And then I just kind of realized, like, that's not appropriate.
It's already out on the curb. I'm not going into their garage the poop bag into their trash can.
If you stop and you get cousin subs or any ice cream of your choice from anywhere that we've talked about on your way home from Lambo one day, and you're like, oh, I got this empty scoop of custard that I don't need anymore, you're not going to just pull over at the nearest trash receptacle because it's at the bottom of someone's driveway and throw your bag of food or your ice cream cup away. You can't just use other people's garbage cans.
I believe, and I'm not a lawyer. I chose this profession. Tausch would have been a great lawyer, by the way. Can you imagine him hammering away like Daniel Caffey in A Few Good Men?
Yeah.
I think legally, once you put the garbage out on the curb, it is in the public domain. Like, if I wanted to sift through your garbage looking for information about you, I could do that too. So I'm sorry. What? I think I'm in the clear here.
No!
Again, if it has been emptied, if I happen to go by my neighbor's trash can after the garbage truck has come and I drop a poop bag in there, totally IPT. Completely inappropriate.
I mean, by the letter of the law, yeah, you can go and dance on someone's yard, like a foot up on it, and go, nah, nah,
it's true.
Look,
it's city
I'm
property.
Here. Yeah, like
it's
that. True. But that doesn't mean it's appropriate to do. That doesn't mean as an adult you shouldn't know better than to do that.
So I'm not, you're telling me that I have to take the poop bag if they have taken care of their business at the far end of our street, like 20 houses down. Are you telling me that I have to carry it all the way home on garbage day when the garbage truck should be there any minute for the one that I'm dropping it in?
Yes. Yes, you should, or you should drop it in a public trash can at a park or whatever.
Or by the park. There's no, like, one, random
sometimes
trash can
in our
on the road.
In our neighborhood, they have some sitting out in the neighborhood that you can dispose of as you're walking around. Like, that. There are plenty of other options, but really just hang on to it and throw it away in your own trash can. It's your own dog's poop. If you're, like, you're not going to throw a diaper away in someone else's garbage can if you just happen to be closest to it.
Well, if I am changing a diaper on the street...
I don't know how that works yet.
I think I might actually do that because I don't want to carry that around either. Again, it is garbage day today.
I understand it's garbage
day today.
They put
it out on the streets.
I understand. Okay, so if it's Monday night and a lot of people put their garbage out on Monday night before Tuesday morning.
Yeah, I've done it on Monday night too. Yep, I have.
That's awful. Stop that.
Why? It's already out.
All right. Just because it's out doesn't mean it's appropriate to do.
I want to be clear, if someone is walking their dog at our end of the road and their dog takes care of their business, first of all, I am very fanatical about making sure I pick it up. Like if one of the dogs poop in your yard, I will not be leaving it there. I will get the flashlight out on my iPhone to make sure I find it, because that is definitely IPT. But I pick it up. If your garbage is out, there's a high likelihood it's going in your can. Now, the other part of this is if someone does that in my yard and they pick it up, I am perfectly fine with them putting it in the garbage can that I have already put out on the corner of my driveway and the curb.
You are so lucky Tausch isn't here right now. He would say, no, you're not.
You're doing your Tausch voice. Is that what that is?
Tim Lasso. What's?
I'm not
Billy
putting it
from down the road throwing his poop away in our trash can for. Go take that back home.
All right, I'm polling this. I'll have Tausch post the poll if he can ever figure out how.
Well, Lord knows what else he's up to right now.
All right, just I don't want to use up valuable real estate on the program.
Well, we have a phone call, so people like I've got multiple texts on the private text line from people I know listening to the show. We've got a phone call here. Like you're raising a hot button issue, I would say.
I know,
and I'd be lying if I didn't say I hadn't thought about doing it recently. Like, Mo took a dump a week or two ago. It wasn't great, and I didn't want to carry it all the way home because it was on the far end of the neighborhood. But I did, because it's the appropriate thing to do.
And the trash cans were out?
Some were out, yes. It was the evening before trash pickup. So it would have been, what would that be, 12 hours, 14 hours before trash pickup. And I thought about it. I considered it. I didn't know the people that I was walking around by. I was like, they don't know who I am. I could easily do this and get away with it, but I didn't. Because it's wrong.
And if your neighbor goes by your house and their dog poops and they pick it up and they put it in your trash can, you are going to be... And you catch them? Are you going to get after them for it?
Yeah, don't throw your... Because what if the bag isn't sealed all the way and then there's poop stuck at the bottom of our trash can?
I'm not dropping in unenclosed poop into your...
Keep your dog's poop out of my trash.
I'm going to start walking my dogs purposely in your neighborhood now. So this is a controversial issue, or are there a lot of people siding with you?
I'm not sure. Let's go to Mark and Hale's Corners on the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin talking text line while Tausch is away to hear what he has to say, and then I'll read the text that I have coming in on my phone.
Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Jason, I there's nothing wrong with doing this. I do this. I live out in the Hales Corners, obviously. I do this all the time. If my dog takes a dump and it's trash day and the people have their cans out, it's trash. Where else do you put dog poop? You put it in the trash. I'm ashamed to admit this. I've even done it at times when the thing has been emptied. If I'm pretty far away from the house. But no, hold on. It's still trash, though. I mean, it's a trash can. So who cares? It smells anyways. So, I mean, it's a trash can. So what does it matter? Josh, where do you live? Send me your address. I want to walk my dog in your neighborhood. I'll dump it in your trash can. What's the big deal? It's trash.
It's terrible.
All right. I thank you for your support. I will... Again, I'm going to part ways with Mark on the, if the can is empty, the truck has already come, and then it's going to be wheeled back into your garage for 7 days. I'm not some sort of barbarian here. I'm not going to do that. But if it's still waiting to be collected, I can't believe you have an issue with this. I am blown away. Are you just taking this position?
No. No, I literally, this came up recently, and I thought about it, and I thought, no, I'm not in seventh grade anymore when I did it twice in the old subdivision I lived in. I'm not going to stoop to that anymore, and I can't believe you, of all people, are the one bringing it up right now.
The only stooping I'm doing is to pick it up, which is key.
So I have a couple of texts, again, to my personal line. Alex, who I went to.
Let me just clarify, just in the interest of getting the right person. Mark said, Josh, what's your neighborhood? Josh is on is on my side. It's Jesse that's the, as Josh called him, poop diva. All right, continue.
I thought he said, gosh, I didn't even catch that. Okay, Alex, who I went to high school with in my neighborhood where he lived, I 100% agree with you on the garbage talk, so I appreciate that. Up North Joe is texting me. Mrs. Up North Joe does it times two with both of their dogs. She'll throw away multiple on their walk. He'll carry it all the way back home because he thinks it's inappropriate.
All right. Well, it is dividing. It is a divisive issue, clearly. I love the fact that Mrs. Up North Joe is on my team, though. I feel much better about that.
Breaking news. Old T has entered the Everlight Solar studio at ESPN Madison.
Oh, good. We can get his take on this.
He is here.
The big fella has arrived. I thought I was going to have to tell you about Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, but apparently he'll be able to handle that a little bit later in the program. Tausch is here. That means we can stop this nonsense. Keep sending your text messages, though. I want to see, and I am going to poll this. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. Liz is more. Are you team Jesse or are you on my team? And by the way, both dogs, if they go on the walk, the first one goes, I go to the closest garbage can with hers. Then the next one goes, the next garbage can gets the other one.
That's so wrong. I bet your neighbors all talk about you.
I don't think they do. I am beloved in our neighborhood.
There's the garbage guy. Throwing his dog's poop away.
There's the guy that whenever he walks his dogs, I stop him and talk Packers with him. So, and I enjoy that. I enjoy that they're all interested in what I do for a living. They're all big listeners to the show. So just a warning. Stella and Sadie's poop is occasionally showing up in your trash can if it's before trash day. We will get to Tausch, who will join us momentarily. I'm going to tell you, since he just got here, about our friends at Associated Bank, another great partner of Wilde and Tausch. We just did a fun event with George Kuntz and MasterCard and Associated Bank at Lambeau Field. And that's the kind of fun stuff we do with our partnership. And maybe next event that we do, you'll be there. But you got to be an Associated Bank customer. And why wouldn't you be with the best customer service in the industry with the awards to prove it? Plus, Packers checking, Brewers checking, and Badgers checking. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. The star of our show arrives and joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back home around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, that I love you.
Sorry, Tausch missed our dog poop conversation, but he's here now. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tausch. Tausch, good morning.
Good morning. I didn't miss it. I was listening on my way in, and I don't think there's a problem. You're the one that did it, right? You took the poop and dumped it in the...
Now, but again, I'm okay if my neighbors do that with my garbage, sure. If it's out and if it's full.
Where's the line drawn? Like, if you have a half a chicken, like you get a rotisserie chicken, you start wolfing it down, you just fire the bones in there. Like, can we not throw in the dumps, the
great
garbage?
Great follow up.
Thank
great
you.
Great follow up. I appreciate you asking. I usually, if I have overflow garbage, I usually text my buddy Andy on one side of me or Mary Beth on the other or Matt across the street and say, hey,
are you always taking the garbage out, or is sometimes Paula do it and the kids, or is it always old J-Dub?
No, I have a few jobs that are always my jobs. That's one of them. So, and I'm fine with that. But yeah, I usually text them and say, hey, I got a couple of extra bags. Do you guys have any space in your trash can for an extra bag of garbage?
Mm.
And they always say yes. And I'm the same way when they need
it. Oh, that's really
that,
nice.
That. Yeah, well, we got
the
a nice
holidays
day.
Is but when you really got to worry about that. Yeah.
My buddy Paul is a huge listener to the show. He lives too far down the street, so I don't want to carry my garbage like 8 houses down to drop it in there. But I'm sure I've dropped dog poop in his can.
So if you're eating a turkey leg and you finish it, you get the big bone. Yeah, it's a good walking. That's a good. What do you mean? Over at Disney, that's what they do.
Like Fred Flintstone walking around.
You know, at Disney, that's one of the most popular things because you walk. You don't want to have like a steak.
There are trash receptacles at Disney for you to use, not Bill's garbage can that he's got out on Tuesday.
I'm saying if you're walking your dog and you're eating a big old turkey leg, is it cool that you just dump it? Or if you're... You know, you have a bag of fast food, and then you just dump that. Like, is everything fair game?
I think the containment is a key portion of this.
Like, I wouldn't want an ice cream dish and then get
right.
all that sticky
Jesse
icky
brought
in there.
That up.
Yeah.
And if it's going to leak all over and then get sticky and then, like, then random things are going to stick to the can the next week.
And you're going to have
bees and bugs
cans,
and things
right.
of that.
No,
nature.
I'm not. But these
like
are
dog poop
tied
can.
Up in the poop bag.
Now, will you go and wash your neighbor's garbage can? If, let's say, your neighbor's like, you know, Jason, you'd used it 50 times this year. I want you to rinse it and wash it. Give it a good scrubbing.
Yeah, sure, I'd do that.
Okay.
That's fine. Yeah.
All right.
I don't think I'm gonna. I think it's a. It's maybe once every 5 months that I have overflow garbage. But be that as it may, we're happy you're here. Speaking of IPT,
yeah.
When someone sends you a text that says, "You guys handle the first segment,"
sure.
What is the appropriate response then? Because I admit,
all right, we got you. All right, let me know if you need anything. That would be what I would say. Yep. Jason, oh, I'm going to miss the first segment. My dog is pooping in my neighbor's garbage can.
You didn't say why, though. And you didn't say why.
No, I didn't. I called Jesse to let him know because, so here's kind of the deal. Sarah and Eleanor is off of school all week. Max still has school. He has a big hockey game tonight. So he's all dolled up. Sarah and Eleanor are nowhere to be found. They're gone, which is great. They're having a nice trip. They're going to get home later tonight. So there's a lot on Olti's plate. I had to get the garbage out today.
Thank you for your service.
So I kind of have a set thing. I do my hit with WTMJ about 7:50-ish.
Yep.
We finish at 8. I make breakfast for old boy. We go. And since Sarah's gone, of course, I got to take pictures because it's his first game and all this other stuff. So we do
fun.
That. And I make breakfast. I grab everything. I got everything out in the car. And Max is... He gets in the car and he's getting all, you know, he's got to wear a suit and the whole bit. It's like a whole production.
Oh,
it's,
wow.
Yeah, it's a big
awesome.
Deal. And we pull up and I do this now a couple days. When I come in studio, I drop him off and then I get over here and I'm always here at Jesse time, 45:50-ish.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's early for Jesse.
Well, here's the thing you never want to hear. It's, you know, school starts, I want to say like 8:35-ish. It's like 8:27-ish. Max is like, "Where's my backpack?" I said, "What the hell do you mean, where's your backpack? I ain't your backpack packer. Like, that ain't what I do. Like,
go
you
pack,
got your
go.
Backpack." But mild-mannered T, rational T, understands that there's probably a lot on old boy's plate. He's got school. He's got, you know, he's got a lot going on. So I said, "Okay, buddy, here's what I'll do. You go in so you don't get a tardy. You go into school, and then I'll run home. Going out of my way, you know how much I love backtracking, and I'll go find your backpack, and then I'll bring it into school, and I'll put it down at the little deal, and then you can come get your backpack." And that's how it played out. So that's why old T is 15 minutes late this morning. And by the way, I actually got here faster than I thought because I, well, I guess, but yeah, so.
Bus lane.
Well, no, there's semi pulled out in front. It's always, whenever you need to get somewhere, there's always something.
It's a conspiracy
that comes up.
Against you.
No, it wasn't. It was, hey, accountability, T. It's on me. I should have checked and made sure there's six backpacks in there and everything that goes with it. But literally when he said that, I looked at him like, I wanted to be upset, but mild-mannered T.
You were upset. You know.
I was very it's one of the things, because – I don't know how many times I've been late on this show. It is minimal on top of minimal. I can't stand it. I am on Lombardi time most of the time.
Sure.
So it irritated me. But
me
Jesse
too.
And Jesse's like, "Well, why don't you just stay home then?" I was like, "No, nah, I'm going to come in because it's already part of the whole overlay and I have stuff I have to go do or I get to go do later this afternoon." So I'm not as frustrated as I thought I'd be. But it also is another stark reminder when old girl is gone, old T struggles a little bit. That's the stark reminder that I just received.
Does anyone else feel like, you know, in those movies or sometimes TV shows where multiple people tell the same story from different perspectives and you find out like what the details are along the way that we're not exactly getting the accurate portrayal
okay,
of
how
you
think
handled.
Is being misconstrued?
Mild-mannered T, with a bunch of subtle digs at what irritated him about the situation,
sure.
Makes me think you may not have been as mild-mannered
well,
as you're
portraying
yourself.
I did say, what do you mean, where is your backpack? I did say that with a smidge of sternness.
Okay.
And then I could see that I didn't want him all rattled. I wanted him to have a wonderful day. So as I dropped it off, he was walking in to get it, and I just gave him one of these. Go have a day. And that was it. So
you gave him like the AC/DC for those about to rock.
Go Lobos.
We salute you?
No, this is I love you in our family. You guys can do what you want in your world. This is what we do. It's also
okay.
Bows up.
Yeah, bows
so it
up.
Can be both.
Big game Friday.
Friday, I know. I'm hoping we have it on the plane. I'm hoping because they can win a conference championship.
Isn't that going to cut into your
landman viewing? No, it's a Delta flight, so it's not going to work. So
CBS Sports Network, 2:30 Friday.
Oh, that ain't. We're not going to have CBS Sports Network on it.
Well, it's on Paramount Plus.
No, I don't think we have that either.
That's where Landman is.
I'm aware, but I'm saying I don't think that it's going to be on the old airplane. Live, anyways.
Right,
so
well,
what do you guys think? I handled it pretty well, I think, right? Is that how you guys would have approached it?
I don't think you did a bad job at all. I think you did. You kept your calm. You did him a solid. You understood the situation. Should a high school freshman...
That is correct.
...be capable of remembering his or her own backpack?
I would think
absolutely.
So,
yeah.
We don't need to shame the poor guy.
Shaming him. It's just it is what it is.
Right. And let's be clear. I've done the same thing for our girls who have forgotten stuff. Sydney is notorious for that.
Now, part of me wants to just let you eat it, though. Like, sometimes you gotta let people eat.
If it was a regular old Tuesday, maybe the lesson can be taught there. But, I mean, it's a big day for him.
No,
first high school hockey game.
I understand all that, but I'm saying...
you did the right thing.
We as parents don't let our kids eat on their own. We're way too.
You're
and I think sometimes
like
you gotta let them eat. No, you gotta let them eat. Yeah. Hey,
I don't know
you
if
did
that's...
this. You gotta now go through school all day without your backpack. I thought about that, but I don't think that's gonna do anybody any good.
No.
So.
That would be. You're right though. That would be the old school way to handle it. Tough luck, Buttercup.
Well, no, it's about accountability. And actually having to, like, understand this is where it plays out, too. Like, there's a combination of both.
I understand. I would also say that you teach a lesson in grace and forgiveness and understanding by bringing him his backpack, which I would hope he would pay forward the next time Eleanor does something that irritates him.
I think you should have made him ask one of the seniors on the hockey team to drive him home to get it, and it would have built some team camaraderie that they're helping each other out.
That's a terrible idea. They could stop and drop
poop bags. I'm going to tell you
something.
The seniors on this hockey team are fantastic, so I'm not going to ask them to do it. They already do a ton. I'm not that's a bad idea by you.
And I what's a good idea is to call Gina Della and say, hey, I'm running a little bit late today, but I still love my Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, and when it comes to your home, the smart play is to trust Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month only, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella Windows for as low as $297 a month with zero interest for up to those 72 months. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, even if you have to go backtrack a little bit, keeping your home comfortable. By the way, it's hot as heck in here. Can we get this? I suppose we can't. We got to call 52 people to get the thing turned on. It's another story. Pella Windows in here, though. Tell you what, keeping the heat in. It's keeping the Pella Windows in here, keeping the heat in, thanks to that incredible defense played by Pella Windows. There ain't no drafts. Lord knows that. There ain't no airflow. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Hashtag Hero Dad from Sean in the...
No,
YouTube
it's
comments.
Not Euro Dad. It's just
no. I don't think he's being facetious. He says, "Great job, Tausch." Hashtag Hero Dad. Again, there's no way to say this without sounding condescending. That is not my intent
okay,
at all.
Well, then don't do it.
I'm proud of you.
Well, then don't do it.
I'm proud of you. That was awesome.
I'm
good
also
for you.
Irritated. Is Evan joining us next?
Yeah,
obviously,
mild mannered T is really going to get tested by Evan and Homer,
yeah,
both scheduled to appear today.
Because I feel like I'm kind of magma-ish right now. I can feel it kind of bubbling up. I don't think it's going to take a lot for me to be spilling into lava.
Oh, boy. So mild mannered T will be short lived. Okay, well, I can't wait for Evan Cohen to join us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. If I don't get out of this town.
He was here in Wisconsin. Now he's back home, but he's here on our show as he is almost every Tuesday with his buddy Brett Bielema. Not today, though. From Unsportsmanlike, it is Evan Cohen. Evan, I want to warn you ahead of time. Tausch said he's in magma mode. That means there could be an eruption like a like a volcano here, so I'm going to ask you politely to not push his buttons, which I'm sure will make you push his buttons more.
I'm not going to. I'm right on time here for this conversation today, so we're good to go. And you guys, you right on time?
Yeah.
I think so, generally speaking. Historically. How was your trip to Wisconsin?
It was amazing. And we got a win, which is awesome. Spent a ton of time with Tausch, which was awesome. And ESPN Madison, ESPN Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Beaver Dam, everybody did such an unbelievable job all weekend. And the Unsportsmanlike team felt so at home. And we are greatly appreciative, or very appreciative, of all of the hospitality that was shown towards us. And I do think that I appreciate all of the kindness from Tausch and LePe on the broadcast on Saturday night, where they did acknowledge what we are doing, which is like promoting Wisconsin and promoting the Badgers and promoting UW-Madison, which is exactly what we were able to do. And ESPN Madison and everybody was amazing. All the fans, teammates, and partners around there. We had a great dinner on Thursday, great dinner on Friday night, late, great time at the Wisconsin College Game Day on Saturday. Saw Tausch's kids. They were like right on time coming up to me, and it was great. And then, of course, the game. Which,
do you not
like,
understand? Jason, he keeps saying right on time because I was late. I mean, that's do you not understand?
Oh, right. You were late today?
That was no, what, I didn't.
Well,
I didn't,
so
I, didn't get
I was
it.
Late for a couple of reasons. One of the things is Evan had me do a checklist of things. He's handing me a parking pass for me to get to bring into the office. And I'm saying, you were just
there. Oh, yeah. Did you do that?
Yeah, well, I had to run home to get it because I was coming in case somebody needed it. Evan is like, I'm like his personal, like, chauffeur. I pick him up and take him around last time. And this time, he's at the ESPN tailgate. All of our teammates are there. He comes up in the booth, middle of the game, and he's like, hey, can you take this parking pass and take it back? And that's after, as we're doing the pregame, he comes in, thinks it's funny to pelt me with a bag of mints. Like, he hammers it. I thought it was worse than when Bucky chopped at me with his nose. Like, I thought I was going to have a concussion. He fires this bag of mints at me. And he was just saying all these nice things. We did have a great weekend. But there we have it. And that's why that's part of the whole thing. So, yeah.
It was a junior mint. They're delicious.
No, it was a bag of mints. There wasn't just one mint in there.
Jason. Everything he just said is true. I have to tell you, everything he just said.
In the middle of the game?
Yeah, we're like, what a great play by Daryl Peterson. And Evan's bumping me. He's like, hey, I got this parking. Get this parking pass out of here.
Drive of the game.
Now, they did get me with the – I don't know if you heard this part, Evco. So you, Michelle had given Matt the word of the day, and it was vaunted.
Yeah, we played it on our show.
I know, but Matt uses that word. So it wasn't like
yes.
It wasn't some big, like, oh, like, and then he ended up telling me about it. And then there was a play, I don't know what happened, it was a negative play, and I went, ugh. And that was the word of the day you had given me. So, and Matt caught that because he's a pro.
Yes. So, wait, there's one other thing, Jason. So Tausch is right. I did drop a bag of mints on his head as he was calling.
No, he didn't drop it. He fired it at me. There was no dropping.
No, it was a drop. It was a drop. It wasn't a fire. It was a drop. But the other
Why
thing,
were you carrying? So I don't know. Where did the mints come from?
That's a good question. Why were they? They weren't mine. They were a bag of mints that were on the counter.
Yeah, Dave McCann, who does a fantastic job.
Yeah, he's very good at his job. Yes, sir.
25 years.
He was the engineer when I was he was engineering that broadcast booth when I was an intern.
And he's still there. And I'm telling you, I watch what he does on the road. And we're up in these abstracted places, and we got to get down there, or the bus is going to leave. And he's jenging this stuff together. 25 years he's been doing this. He is just a pro's pro. So kudos to Dave.
That's right. So so he has the mint, but I don't think it was pointed out enough that remember last time I was in the booth with Tausch and LePe, Tausch treated me like a garbage, and he just literally started putting garbage on top of
There's
me.
There's a garbage can next to where you're sitting.
There was not.
No dog.
You moved it. You moved the garbage can, so you got more leg room.
But anyway.
Well, how about the time before that when we got you press pat and you didn't even show up? So you're 2 for 3 in your last appearance.
God.
Well, it's true.
Really?
It's true, Evan.
Really?
Okay. Well, is it not true?
Yeah, you're right.
You're right.
okay. So Jason, there's one other thing I did to him. I mean, he liked this, but it probably timing-wise wasn't great. So I'm at Wisconsin College game day beforehand, which was awesome. The party's still amazing. And I went on with Riley and Brad Nortman and Mertz, and Smalls and I were there, and it was out of Mertz. It was great. And right when I'm about to go on, and Tausch is in his pregame, I decided to FaceTime him. And I FaceTimed him, and he probably, in that moment, was like, oh, no, what happened? Like, something was wrong.
I had to make sure my guy was taken care of. You know, he needs everything, right? So continue.
So he was probably ready to rip my head off. But you know what I did? On the other end of the FaceTime, it wasn't me. It was Max and Eleanor. I had his kids were with me, the babysitter. And so I took care of it with Sarah, because obviously the father is nowhere to be found. And so
it's exactly
I
what your kids were saying
it.
When they're crying playing basketball in upstate Connecticut all weekend while you're out gallivanting around eating ice cream. And but yeah, okay.
That is a very fair comeback, okay? I don't have a comeback on that one. You win on that
Dad,
one.
Dad, I scored 22 and had 15 rebounds. Oh, the streaming service didn't let me watch it. I'm sorry, son.
Very, very fair. I can't argue that at all, actually. Boy, did I leave my wife high and dry this weekend. That was not right of me. At least you were within proximity of your wife, fair. And you had dinner with her on Friday night.
Yes.
So, anyway, so that's yeah, before the game. So I distracted him a little bit. But I can I tell you one other thing? Because I don't even think I got to tell you this, Tausch. And Jason, you mentioned from Friday on Sportsman, of course, former Badger coach. We're on the field before the game, Michelle and I, and Brett comes running over to us, says hello to both of us, give us a big hug. The sports information department gave Smalls all this Illinois gear. She's a grad, and I'm not kidding. Brett comes up to me and goes, I print out the boarding pass too. Because I did. We did a whole thing about how I print out the boarding passes when I... And Brett, he's like on the field before the game. Let me tell you something. I had what to say about Brett Bielema when he left Wisconsin.
Yeah, you were down. You were really very mean. Very mean.
Oh, my! For a while, my favorite team was Wisconsin. My second favorite team was Arkansas. And you know what? That man is a nice man. He has completely won me over again. He treats our show and us so well. And, you know, you talk to Nortman about him, Nortman loves him. I was texting with my buddy Matt Bernstein, who played for him. Bernstein loves him. Tausch, Joe Thomas, they all say great things about him. There's nothing – those that know him love him. I was somebody that didn't know him and hated that he left.
It's kind of how life works a lot of times, right? So I got to – let me jump in here for a second. I think what Evan – and I don't think Evan is saying this, but I'm saying it. I think Evan – yes, he came and promoted the University of Wisconsin, had Joe Thomas on to promote the University of Wisconsin, was on College Game, did everything. He was a great ambassador for the University of Wisconsin. But is it possible that he distracted and or took some attention away from Illinois' prep by Brett's love for unsportsmanlike, and that maybe was the difference why he refused to chip or nudge our defensive ends that ate their offensive tackles lunch? I think Evan Cohen, I'm always going to lean on giving Luke Fickell and his staff and his players more love because they did it on the field. But I think Evan Cohen should take some small semblance of he should be involved in this victory. He should take some semblance of
thank you for your service kind of a thing.
Absolutely, because
all
of this
angle,
I think you deserve it.
Thank you. Well, I'll tell you, my record this year in games I've been at for UW is 2-0.
Yeah.
The Packers are 1-0?
And the Packers are 1-0?
Packers are 1-0. Yeah, 3-0 in Wisconsin sports or Wisconsin football teams in games that I have been to this season.
It's pretty
good. So there's something to be said about that. Yeah, it's pretty good. And yeah, I did see Coach Fickell on Friday twice. We kept it all business because I could tell
he was focused.
On winning football
games. He wants
focused.
To win. Brett wants to have a great time. Luke wants to win. And you know what? It worked out exactly how they had a great time until he didn't. And Luke, they had a great time afterwards.
I like it. Give me credit for a win. That's good. I like it. I will take it. We did have a heck of a weekend.
I have a
By
question.
By the way, I'll give you one other thing about the weekend,
sure,
so everybody can know.
Yeah.
No details needed. But
we need dazzling details.
In a professional, kind, very loving way. Boy, did I pepper Tausch with questions at dinner on Friday nights. Did I not?
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
One after another, I gave Hay a look at one point, and I said, are you comfortable with this? Do you want me to keep going? And Matt's like, no, I'm fine. I'm learning things. I just started asking a million questions to Tausch, and we had a great conversation.
Oh, there you go.
But it was a little uncomfortable. A little uncomfortable at times.
Okay.
Great story.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah.
What kind of questions were they?
No, there's
like awkward, uncomfortable questions.
We got nothing out of this.
What is that?
Well, now, I was
surprised.
Trying to open the door.
I kind of thought Evco. That was more. I know everything he does is on air. That was more off air.
The record?
Seemed like a private moment.
It was very private, yes. It was fantastic.
No, I think it's important. Here's why. I think it's important to let people know this, because I do think that people that listen to Wilde and Tausch every week are awesome, obviously, but maybe listen to our conversation every week, think that, like, Tausch and I really hate each other.
No, nobody thinks that.
True. No, it's true. But, I mean, in that specific moment, it wasn't true. I just wanted to point that part out.
It's a good point out. It's a very good point out.
Hey, so I wanted to ask you. I saw this during the commercial break when when Tausch was part of the program, and then we were getting ready for you to come on. I saw Chris Canty, who we love, right? He is funny, smart. I think he's the best one on your show, personally.
Great.
But so he did This Is Football with Kevin Clark, who I've known forever and is a really talented cat. And Kevin posted a clip in which he calls it maybe the funniest thing I've ever heard on the show. And it's Canty telling a story about him when he was a backup being in a game next to a starter in garbage time. And he asked the guy why he was still in the game. And the guy says, because he needed bonus money to pay for some plastic surgery for a woman in his life. My question for you, and it is a funny story. I recommend it. I was going to retweet it right now. Tausch always accuses me of saving my best material for other shows. So has Canty told this story on your show? And is there any sort of penalty for that, that if he didn't, that he told such a great story on someone else's show?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that because I have to hear the story in full. I don't remember that story off the top of my head. I think that is probably something I would remember. But is there a penalty for that? See, here's the thing. I do wonder if he felt like the platform where he did it, you could say it, and maybe our platform, you can't say it as much.
Because
I have to hear the clip. You know,
I'll send it to you.
I don't know the answer to that. Okay.
All right, Evan.
So that question was just really about you.
Well, no, Tausch gets after me for saving my best stuff, and I'm just curious if that's a universal issue with other very popular programs, or that's just I am on a lot of shows and I do a lot of talking across ESPN Wisconsin, and sometimes there's some good stuff that's not for our program. I would like some good stuff.
No, no, I mean, what's the penalty? I like the idea of you guys bringing the other stuff. Like, let's just say you say something on KBN or Jim Matt and Molly or Jen Gabe and Chewy, right? You say something on one of those shows.
Home run.
I like the idea of Jesse bringing it to air at the end of your show and asking the question, is this, that you play the clip, better than anything Jason said?
It's a great segment idea, but I don't know if we don't love capturing content and putting it out. Is that a fair assessment, Jesse?
We do a segment on occasion Where's Wilde,
yep,
where we do exactly this. In fact, Big Voice Guy says, because he saves his best stuff for other shows, we bring him to us.
Where's Wilde?
You guys don't put out a lot of stuff yourself, is what you're saying. Is that correct, Tausch?
I didn't say that, but
I don't know.
Oh,
what
I thought
said.
That's what you
said. Oh, no.
Evan, as a former quarterback, how much football are you watching on Thanksgiving?
Well, it's definitely going to be on. I'm going to have 20 people at the house or something like that. So, you know, and they're all going to be into it, I'm sure. But I don't like watching sports with other people. So is there a chance that I go to my room alone? Yeah, there's a chance. But I'll be,
wait,
well, of course I'm
Wait, I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt. You don't like watching sports with other people?
If you're that's doing correct. A show and you're doing it, it's a lot easier to not have a ton of people asking you questions, because Evan now
correct.
Deems himself kind of a football connoisseur and an expert. He's a BKW guy. He can be a BKW guy. Yeah,
ball
I understand.
Knowing
weekend guy, BKW.
Weekend. Okay, yeah. All right, thanks.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of watching sports with other people. Like, I'll watch with my wife and kids if they want to watch, but, like, even that, it's, you know, all right, like, and I'm not interested in talking throughout the game. I don't like watching sports with other people. That's right.
Yeah,
Do people like that?
No, yeah, I guess I thought...
I kind of understand where Evan's coming from.
Sports as bringing people together, and you watch them together, and you talk about what you just saw together.
Yeah, if you're a fan of the team, I would bet if Miami is in the Eastern Conference Finals and Evco goes down there...
Oh, my God, get away from me. Get away from me.
What?
Please. Yeah, that's the thing. But you go to the game, yeah, but I'm
saying...
Yeah, no,
you would
home.
Go to the game with Stevie P and the boys, and you'd go down there, and then it's more communal, but when it's job-related, right. It's not really as communal. Because, Jason, like, you're not a communal guy when it comes to that. You just right. You want to sit up in your little perch by yourself.
Jason, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Let's say Packers road game. Let's say you and Domofsky don't go. Are you guys going to get together to watch the game together?
Well, oh, I'm
no.
sure they will.
No. No.
Well, why not? You guys could compare notes?
Well, first of all,
it's
kind of the same thing. Hey, Rob, I know you're not going to Detroit. Come over for Thanksgiving with Paul and the
nice.
Girls.
Yeah.
And we can watch the game and compare notes, and we can transcribe.
Right.
Couple
not,
of pals
it's
watching
that's
the kind of the
me.
Same thing.
That's
yeah.
what you're saying to me. Yeah.
It's literally, why don't you sit and watch with Canty and everything? Yeah. Kind of same thing.
No one said. I don't know who's coming. He just said he's going to have 20 people at his house. I assume it's not going to be Smalls and Canty and
in
Rob Domofsky.
In fairness, Evan's house is so big that he can go to one wing of the house, and the other 20 people
sure,
are by themselves.
Added a ballroom recently. So here's the thing.
Oh my God! No.
He did just go on a road trip with his co-host. I don't remember you guys ever going on a road trip together.
We go to Steinhoffels.
Yeah, what are you talking
about?
Different
places.
Well, we've done stuff.
Steinhoffels is a road trip.
So, I will actually be watching the game because I am not traveling.
Yo, Rob, pass me them cranberries. Oh my God, did you see Zach Tom's block on that? That's what the fans want.
You know what? You're shaming me for not watching with people. I want
that is kind of what he did.
We'll watch along.
Do you want to do a watch along on Thursday?
A bold
you, me, and Jesse
special.
Watching it along?
Yeah, well, wait a minute.
Oh, you don't want to?
I got plans.
Okay.
We are going to Paula's aunt's house. She's also Paula's godmother. There's going to be about 25 people there, and I will be watching the
you
game.
You ain't going to be watching with Paula's aunt. Paula's aunt's
all
aunt.
The,
Jason, no, what is the center doing
we
on
have,
that play?
We did this two years ago. They played on Thanksgiving in Detroit in 2023.
Great opening play. Great opening play by LaFleur and the G&G.
And I watched it in the same living room with all the same people asking me
you
lots
didn't
of
want
questions.
To. You didn't want
aunt
to.
Phyllis.
Don't act like you wanted to sit there with Aunt Phyllis while she's stuffing down her throat and asking you about the center play. Like, you don't want to do that.
All right, she's not asking, but she's not that specific. It's not the same as watching a game with someone who played in the NFL for 11 years on the offensive line. But my attitude about this is that this many people care about what I do for a living. It is my responsibility. I'm not comparing myself to Jordan,
Teddy Lasso,
who always felt the need to play and give it his all because were coming
did
to see him.
Did he just compare himself to Michael? He is the Michael Jordan of the beat. He is the Michael Jordan of the beat. Soundgraph and get that out immediately.
Here's what we need.
Oh, my God.
Friday night. Packers game is done. I want Wilby, Domofsky, sitting in front of a TV, Knicks, Bucks Friday night, Rob loves basketball.
I got it. I got to admit, I don't have any interest in that.
No, it's not.
That's not. Now, if Wilkie and Rob are sitting there passing cranberries and breaking down film, breaking down the game,
they can watch the Bears Eagles game on Friday afternoon.
I don't care about that either. I want the Packers Lions game. According to Rob and Jason, that would be great. And
well, he's
Phyllis.
Going.
And
he's going
Phyllis.
To Detroit.
And special guest so, Aunt sorry. Phyllis.
You have to get Aunt Phyllis in there too. I'm telling you right now, Jason, is there a way that you'll do an hour with your entire crew who wants to be on air? I will join you on the live stream because my family's flying away. They're leaving Thursday afternoon. I can do it. If you're up for it.
Oh, I know. I was invited, by the way.
You, Aunt Phyllis, Paula, the girls, we're watching the game, and we could do a live watch party. If you're in, I'm in.
Paula's brother will be there. Sure. If we can get the technology to make it work, I am happy to
this
set up.
This is going
to
be fun. Well, I'm telling you right now, Ashton Rotman has got the biggest grin I've ever seen. It's happening. This is going to be fantastic.
I think there's a number of hoops that we'll have to jump through to make that happen, but we will
there are no hoops.
We'll make the only hoop that we can't jump through is
New York.
Being
there. Yeah, none of that. Is that the Friday
game? All right, I got to go. I have another.
Where are you
I have
going?
To go, by
oh,
the way.
Bye.
What do you mean you got to go?
I'm on 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh in a minute.
Oh. All
right.
NC State.
Go Pack.
Give them our best.
Go Pack.
Do you want me to ask them if they want to be on your live stream for Thanksgiving with you?
No, I just want Aunt Phyllis and I just want to get a taste of what I want to see Jason with a little gravy, maybe coming down on his chin. I think that would be fantastic.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll get that set up. Thanks, Evan.
A little plaid button down, tucked into.
Yep.
Khaki.
Yeah. Yep. Is, you know he's gonna be rocking that Channel 3000 coat because that's your game day staple. I'll get my Gore-Tex on. We'll have a heck of a time.
Say hi to everybody in Raleigh for us. Bye, Evan.
Oh, I like that jacket, by the way, Town.
Yeah,
right,
good jacket. It's a beautiful coat. Yes.
Love it. If only we had more time. But 99.9 The Fan is calling right now. That is Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike. You can hear him all the time, every weekday across ESPN Wisconsin, and watch him on the ESPN family of television channels and stream him as well. Tausch, I don't know if Aunt Cindy will join us or not, but I know this. If she had an opportunity, there's a few folks that'll be at Thanksgiving that will be enjoying Coors Lights. That I can tell you for certain.
And whether you're tailgating pregame, having some cranberries, and watching the Pack play Detroit on Thanksgiving, and you want to crack open a cold Coors Light, maybe you got a lot of family, maybe you want to kind of dull a little something, maybe you want to chill, crack open that Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light. When it is chilled to perfection, that's when you know the mountains are baby blue. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
All right, I don't know if you know this, but the Packers are playing the Lions.
Yeah, live stream.
I've heard that. Yeah, we got a live stream. It's probably Sheboygan, right? That's where Paul is. Is it Sheboygan?
No, like Manitowoc-ish.
Roncalli?
No, okay. I'm not quite sure where we're going. I know how to get to Aunt Cindy's house. I'm not sure where.
It's the best place to find a place you've never been.
I'll have to confirm that with her. But you wouldn't know it from listening to our program. So we have not talked very much about the Packers thus far. Talked a lot of poop and a lot of Thanksgiving. We'll get to the Packers coming up. We still have another segment left in the 9 o'clock hour. So stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Don't ever see you sober. Packers Lions on Thursday. They did away with the 11:30 Central start.
Yeah, I like
now
that.
Now a noon start.
Get it to noon.
Consistent.
Give those boys another half hour. I can remember, Jason, you know, it was obviously always a really tough turnaround for us. We'd play we'd play at home.
Uh-huh.
And I remember we played San Francisco on a Sunday before, and we mauled them. Ran it all down their throats all game. And I don't remember how many snaps we took. But it was one of those real physical, like, and I can't tell you who the player is because of HIPAA, and I don't know how that all works. But I remember going into Detroit's training room, and I mean, I was beat up. Everybody was beat up, and we had that 11:30. So you get up early. It's Eastern time. All the stuff, right?
Sure.
And I remember there was a player, and it looked as if you were basting a turkey, but pulling fluid out of his knee with a syringe. And there's like it wasn't just fluid, if you know what I mean.
Blood and pus.
It just tells you a little bit. He played, too. Went out and played. We ended up winning the game. It was Detroit stunk
back
then.
God, that Marco Rivera was tough.
No, it was not Marco. But Marco was tough.
I always respected Flanny for playing through injuries.
Marco was tougher than no, it wasn't Flanny, and that's enough. I'm not. Don't continue down this road.
I wanted to see how many.
I'll just say this: it was not an offensive lineman. But I just know, like,
Flanny Holiday.
Just to tell you how that turnaround is, and that it gives you a little visual. That's enough. I don't think I need to get into any more details.
Dazzling. We're not very big on dazzling details.
I just gave you a bunch
today.
Of details. A syringe pulling fluid, and it wasn't all fluid? Like, that's a dazzling detail.
I've heard enough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So now we've
Did
talked
Did I want
about
to say it looked like gravy, and there's like little floaties? I mean, do you
chunks?
Want me to say that?
A little chunky?
Whoa, Nelly!
I didn't want to say it.
A little cartilage.
That's a chunky.
How long was the syringe? It's one of those.
Oh, I don't know. Probably it wasn't one of the like super. It's more the needle that you do.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It wasn't like a. I would say it's probably 8 inches, something like that.
Okay. All right. So did you enjoy Thanksgiving? I feel like we've talked about this before, and you liked it. You got home in time to spend Thanksgiving with your family.
Yes, I enjoyed when we'd go up and we'd win, and then we'd be able to come back, and Marco would host, or William Henderson would host, and we'd all get together, and then we'd have the rest of the weekend off. I'd get to go back up to Auburndale with my folks. We'd have Thanksgiving, and so it was, for me, it was awesome. I loved playing on that Thursday, as long as you'd win that game.
Right.
And normally we did.
Yeah, more often than not. And then there was the year that you guys wore like the throwback unis. And
played in that old dumpy Silverdome, man. That was something too.
Jesse, I have to be considerate of you and the challenges you face when we do the Iron Jock contest.
First time for everyone.
Was that coming up here?
It's the top of the hour.
We better
and plus
wait.
You're going to give him a really big number, so we can't do it now.
I also have a sports center.
I'm
going to
be respectful
do.
Because Jesse didn't give me a ton of grief for the transgressions that happened this morning, and he was very thoughtful, and he was
stuff happens.
Exactly. So I'm not going to be go crazy with it today.
So tell us,
what's the number that we have to break?
140.
Okay, we won't break that today.
Okay, that's very thoughtful of you. All right,
nice.
So you're going to tell. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to tell us about Tito's Vodka, and then we're going to have the top of the hour.
I could use a Tito's Vodka right now, and you know what? Over the holidays, I'm sure everybody could use a Tito's, and you know what? It's great. It's festive, and when you're sitting around, it doesn't matter if it's in the morning. You want to have a bloody before the game. If you want to have a tonic during the game, and if you want to go cranberry after the game, just make sure it's Tito's in your glass. Tito's not only just about great drinks, they also give back in a big way, partnering with nonprofits and doing real good in the communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. So the next time you're raising a glass, make sure it is Tito's handmade vodka, crafted to be savored responsibly.
The 10 o'clock hour starts 10 minutes late. Stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.